The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
American Muslim 360 is
too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Are you having challenges with your 2-year-old who has suddenly discovered they have a free will and has learned to tell you no? Are you having challenges with your 8-year-old who has suddenly learned how to tell untruths in order to avoid punishment? Are you having challenges with your 13-year-old who has suddenly realized that they know everything and you know nothing? Parenting is a challenge. Our children are here to learn and grow in understanding so that they can reach their highest creative potential and contribute to a new world of peace and harmony. To do our part as their teachers and protectors takes wisdom, patience, and skill. Join me, Naima Latif, and facilitator Mark Shaheed on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab every Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time on American Muslim 360. Tune in. Call in with your questions. Spare the rod. Love the child.
And assalamu alaikum, dear believers. Eid Saeed Mubarak to each and every one of you. Welcome to our Thursday night special, our CWSC Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. I'm your engineer for tonight's program, Sister Munira Habil. And without further ado, we will bring in our host, Brother Mark Shaheed. Extend to him the greetings of peace of Assalamu Alaikum and Eid Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam and Eid Mubarak to you, Munir Habib, and to the AM360 family listenership. And as always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduluhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the name Allah, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the Nourisher, Sustainer, Guardian, Evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that He has no partners nor associates. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble messenger. I'd like to greet our AM360 family and our listeners nationally and internationally with the greetings of peace, the peace that only Almighty God Allah can give, that obligates the giver as well as the recipient of that greeting of peace, of Assalamu Alaikum. And Eid Mubarak to our AM360 family and our listeners, and to you, Sister Munira Habib, and to our very distinguished and esteemed co-facilitator of the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And I just want to say that for those of you who have been with us since January of 2017, as we have surpassed now a year and a half on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, we hope that the information and education that we try to provide each and every week here in terms of correct parenting and the reconstruction of the family life, that you have benefited greatly from tuning in. And so with no further ado, I'd like to bring on our co-facilitator of the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, our very distinguished sister, Naima Latif. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak.
Wa alaikum salam. Eid Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum and Eid Mubarak to you.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And we're back again after last week, and everybody is still intact after the episode last week in terms of role playing and all. And so we have a special treat also tonight, Naima. We will also be doing another skit, and it's the focus, as it has been for the last 6 weeks or so, or almost 2 months, that we have actually spent an enormous amount of time on the very essential quality of communications and the communications of parent with their child or children. And so to get right into this, let's go back next week, last week, Naima, if you would, and give us a recap of what took place last week on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Well, last week we enacted what is probably a common situation in households. The son came home, sixth grade son came home on report card day, and the school had sent the reports to the parents, so the mother had her son's report card already when he came home, and she's a single mother, divorced. So her child basically, you know, looking to her for whatever reinforcement or encouragement he's going to get. But, you know, he did get some good grades. He got, you know, he got an A and a couple of B's, and but he also got an F or two. He's having trouble in reading, and, well, not so much reading, he's having trouble with perhaps comprehension, whatever the case was, even though he got A's in gym and in the performing arts, and, you know, and B in and his spelling and math, you know, so he's doing well, but then his reading and social studies grades were poor. They were F's. So he was a little bit apprehensive as to what his grades were going to be because he knew he was having really a lot of trouble in those two subjects. But he also knew he did well in those other subjects that he excelled in. So when he came home, he was a little apprehensive, and he asked the mother, well, you know, how does his grades do? And she, of course, she snapped at him because all her eyes saw were the F's, and that's all she dealt with. She did not give him any praise or accolades. As a matter of fact, she kind of ridiculed him for the good grades he got as if those subjects didn't matter. And she was very harsh and insulting and wouldn't listen, told him to shut up when he tried to explain himself, and was very belittling and really did not give him any kind of encouragement at all, and berated him so badly that he was in tears by the time she got done talking to him and said, you know, I don't even want to go back to school anymore. This is sixth grade, so he's already, you know, just on his way to being a dropout. And, of course, she ridiculed him about that, you know, and just didn't really have any sensitivity at all. So that was the demonstration of a parent who doesn't understand how to properly communicate. That was the wrong way. And we got some feedback from some of you all, our listeners, as to how she could have been more compassionate and listening and perhaps allowed him to explain. And it could have certainly focused better on his good grades. So we did part two, the right way. And, again, he came in, same grades, same situation. You know, a little apprehensive. Okay, well, how did I do? But she first started out with praise, said, oh, I'm very proud of you, and pointed out the good grades that he got. So he could relax. You know, he got a good response from her, and she made him feel comfortable. And then she said, but I do see you having a little bit of trouble in your reading and in your social studies. You know, can you tell me what you think the problem is? So she listened to him and let him explain why he thought there was trouble. And, you know, he explained he tried really hard. He just had a difficult time really understanding. So she was empathetic, and instead of making him feel like there's something wrong with him, she said, well, maybe you just learn differently. Maybe there's a more creative way we can go over your lessons, and I'll work with you. So he at the end of that conversation, and she was so encouraging and really making him feel like, you know, it's okay, we're going to get through this together. You know, at the end of that conversation, he said, oh, I love you, Mom. He was so happy, and it really felt that she had been supportive, as opposed to the first time when she made him feel like dirt. So, you know, we were able to show that contrast in terms of how a parent's words and tone can really make a difference in a child's self-esteem and their willingness to try something because of how their parents respond. So that was that scenario, and we did have some people who said they kind of maybe even heard themselves in that a little bit, which is what we want. We want us to be honest about maybe how we did things when we just didn't know better, and now as we learn better, if you knew better, you would do better. So we want us all to do better.
Yes.
And so we're looking forward to giving you more opportunities to learn the best way to communicate.
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent skit that we did in terms of utilizing this, and we're going to be utilizing this more often in the learning lab to illustrate, you know, the proper and improper way in terms of communications. So tonight, Naima Latif is going to be the architect of this particular skit, as we are still on communications, and inshallah, in the next week or so, we will move from communications to the next indispensable essential quality it takes to become a leader, which is competence. So, Naima Latif, would you like to give the setting, the scene, and also the roles that we'll be playing tonight?
All
right. Well, I will be the high school freshman daughter of a father who certainly wants the best for his daughter. She's his only daughter. He's got an older son that's already in college, but this one is his baby girl, and he wants to make sure he protects her. The mother is not the one who's the lawmaker and the disciplinarian in this family. The mother works and actually works a late night job, so she is not going to be involved in the decision making process. When she gets in the house, the children are, you know, the daughter's already asleep and everything. So, you know, the family has the basic routine. The father, he gets off work early. He's at the house. You know, they do an excellent job of co-parenting. But the father, of course, he's a strict disciplinarian. He enforces the law. He lays down the rules. And he takes no nonsense, and no one disputes his word. He is the man of that house. And that's it. And the daughter, lovely, talented little child, she's an athlete. And she's a very talented athlete. And she's been on the track team. She finally managed to convince her parents to let her stay after school and run track. And her team has done very well, and she happens to be the anchor leg on the 800-meter relay. And their team has made it to state finals, and she's got the fastest time in the state in her 200-meter part of the race. And so the coach is looking for her to pull them to a championship, and the coach has been talking to colleges and got college scouts looking at this girl, because she could really write her ticket anywhere and you know, Olympian kind of times in this race. So the coach is like, look, we're going downstate, you know, tell your father, have him sign his permission slip. This is going to be a fantastic meet. This is going to set your career up for life, you know, because you are highly talented and we want this to be a great opportunity for you. So the daughter comes home, and she's all excited and enthusiastic and hits a brick wall because her father, he don't want to hear that. You know, sports, no. You know, he discourages his son from being too sports oriented. Look, I want my children to succeed. My son's an engineer. I made him get off the basketball team so he can focus on his studies. And look, you're not going to throw away your education on sports and all that. You pay attention in school, and you're not going to be out here, you know, with these boys, you overnight. No, we're not doing that. No. So she's basically having a very difficult time because he won't listen. And this is what happens when your children have a great opportunity, but you don't listen. So coming home from school, you know, father's sitting there. He's you know, watching television, trying to relax a bit. He's, you know, had an early morning, he comes home early in the afternoon, everything, gets dinner ready and, you know, does all that. But he also is adamant about, you know, you come home, you get your homework done. He's, you know, really good disciplinarian, but here again, he's just not going to listen to this opportunity. So after this, we're going to give you all a chance to evaluate what you've heard. So here we are, daughter's coming in with her news.
Cubs are coming
Dad!
Up.
Dad, where are you? You're in the living room. Dad.
Yeah.
Dad.
Hold on, just a moment, baby. Hold on. Let me cut the TV off here. Let me get this. Let me cut the TV off.
Oh man, Dad, I'm going to.
Yeah. Slow down now. What are you so excited about here, baby girl?
Our coach. Hey, we're going to the state championship. We're gonna spend 2 nights in a hotel. And me and my.
Wait a minute. Who is we? Who's we? Going to be going where? In a hotel? What are you talking about? Who is we?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to the state championship, and we're gonna spend a night in a hotel.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
And we got
you know if you are in that we. No, now listen to me, baby. If you are in that we, you ain't going nowhere. You're not going out of town. You're not old enough to go out of town. No, you. Look. And look here, and none of those tears or anything, because it ain't going to make me change my thinking in regards to that. You're young and you don't know very much about life. I know what happens, you know, when girls get together and they want to, you know, go out of town and hotels and everything, and know there's a track team and everything, but not that I don't trust you, but I don't trust... A lot of these girls and boys understand when they're away from home. No. Ain't no sense. Look, ain't no sense of you even boo-hooing about it because, you know, when I say no, no is no. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. So ain't no sense of even wanting to even discuss it.
I'm on the relay team.
You don't know anything about life. Yeah, you're on the track team, and you should be glad that I gave you permission to even let you get on the track team because me and your mother talked about it and everything, and it was only because the fact that she said that I should yield a little bit and let you do that, and because you're making good grades. Oh, no. No, no. That's why your brother, you understand, I pulled him off that basketball team. And no, you... if you want to still be on that track team, if y'all can't run here where I can watch you and actually look at and see what's going on.
Team could win.
No.
I could be the winning.
No, well, you know what?
That they need.
Well, you know what?
No.
I could never forgive myself if something was to happen to you, my only girl. My only child, I know, you know what happened. You don't know anything. You're just young and not knowing. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. You're even old enough to go out somewhere, you know, talking about going out of town and being alone by yourself. No, you're not ready for that.
Our relay team is going.
Yeah, but if it's about a team, if it's about a team and you're talking about, you know, I won't be signing no papers. You bring that in terms of that, no, I won't be signing anything. No, so you can just let your coach know that they can find somebody else that can take your spot and run a race because it ain't going to be happening with you. I'm just letting you know. And you know me, once I say something, that's it. That's the law here. You knows that. So I don't even know why you even trying that. You know I love you very much, but I never would forgive myself if something was to happen to you.
What am I supposed to do? I can't tell him I can't go. Everybody else.
You know what? You're going to have to just... find a way or make a way to let them know, hey, your father is not going to yield to you going off for two nights in a hotel. I don't know. I can't see what's going on in a hotel out of state. So if you can't run here, you won't be running at all. You know, because I run this house, and you know that I run this house. And so the last word is always the word that I have. So I'm not listening to anything that you guys say because what you say it don't matter here. You're not old enough to understand the danger that you could be in a hotel where boys could come in and I could never forgive myself. I don't even want to think about it. So ain't no sense. No, you can just go to your room. Go to your room. I don't want to even talk about it no more. And please don't even try to convince your mother because that ain't happening. Not happening. I assure you, won't happen.
Cut.
Okay.
Wow.
So we're looking, dear audience, this is role-playing. Naima laid out a beautiful skit in terms of the unyielding father, the overprotective father in terms of communication and all. And when a father has his mind made up, his communications and all. So we want to get your input in terms of the wrong way, in terms of bad communication, in terms of the father. We ask that you press 1, come into the queue. You know, let's look at this situation. And what is it that this father, who was unyielding, overly protective, what is it that he could have done better in his communications and all? So we look for your input. And also, does this remind you of perhaps an overprotective father, unyielding father? Have you experienced this? So please, press 1. Come on, let's get involved in this. Because this is a learning lab, and we are utilizing these skits to illustrate a point in terms of improper communication or bad communication, and then we will be doing a skit to illustrate proper communication, good communication. So while you're thinking about pressing 1 and coming into the queue, we're going to take our first pause for the calls, and when we come back, Naima and I would love to see some callers in the queue in terms of you giving your perspective on this first skit in terms of the unyielding father, the disagreeable father, and I would also say one that has his mind made up, and whereas that there was no real communication there, unyielding. So please,
you know, Brother
press
Mark,
1.
You know, Brother Mark, I'm feeling the vibrations. I think a lot of fathers heard themselves and feel like, and what's wrong with that? He was right.
Well,
and
you know what?
Bad.
It remains to be seen.
Okay.
So
you, know,
you fathers
okay.
out there, if you're really fathers and everything, I really want is what Naima said. Let's prove Naima wrong. Let's prove her wrong, that she's wrong in terms of that. And let's hear from the fathers out there in terms of that role that was just played by myself in terms of the communication that I had with my daughter in terms of being unyielding, overly protective, and all. So let's hear from the fathers. Press 1, come into the queue. We get ready to take our first pause for the calls. So you know what that means. That means that I'm going to ask you, our very astute listeners, that are listening here on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, to stick and stay. Please don't stray away. We'll be right back after this station break and very important public service announcements.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation. Assalamu alaikum. Are you or anyone you may know big into sports? Having a unique ability to deliver opinionated yet knowledgeable sports takes? Or maybe you're a travel aficionado in love with and passionate about all things travel. From cuisine to hotel tips, modes of travel, one with the air, the land, and the sea. Even the best way to save a buck or two. Or do you have an interest in fashion? A keen eye for the movers and shakers within the realm of Islamic fashion? Perhaps a history buff? Maybe you're an expert in law, all things related to the Ummah and entertainment, or a student proficient in the arts, an environmentalist, you are a renowned activist, or a writer with love for teaching and the deliverance of ideas via the pen, the keyboard, or if you're old school, the typewriter. If you share any of these unique talents, or know someone who does, and are interested in hosting your own radio show, then you've found the right place. log on to www.cwsc.us or www.blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360 for more information. We hope to hear from you soon, and inshallah, the world will begin to benefit from your unique talents and points of view. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Facilitator and Manira Habil, our engineer and all, and you're listening to the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab heard each and every Thursday night here on American Muslim 360. And this is the second week, actually, in terms of us doing skits, role-playing in terms of communication. And you just heard the wrong way in terms of communication as my daughter was played, my baby girl was played by Naima Latif, has an excellent opportunity to go away with the team for a weekend in terms of state championship, in terms of running the open 200 meter and anchoring the 800 yard meter. She's extremely fast, and the opportunity to actually perhaps get a scholarship is on the line. There'll be many scouts that'll be watching her in terms of a potential scholarship and all. And she comes home, and I play the role of the unyielding father, the overly protective dad, if you will, and unyielding in my thinking and ways and all. So you just heard that, you know, in terms of the communication there. And we're looking for your input. You know, what's your take on this? Please press 1 and come into the queue. And so, Manira Habil, do we have any takers, any callers in the queue, especially brothers that are fathers? Let's prove Naima wrong. She's saying that the way I portrayed that role is the way that men think, fathers think. Come on, brothers, bail me out. Manira, any callers in the queue,
yes,
that press 1?
Yes, we're going to go to 214-493. Go right ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, yes. My name is Mark Given, Shakur Shahid. And so for me, how I would have liked for it to be presented would be the father hear the daughter out completely first. You know, explain herself, and instead of cutting her off, allowing her to express herself in full. And then after that, then the father, you know, express his concerns. And then after he expressed his concerns, and then find out a way that both can be happy behind this. Where, you know, he asks and finds, well, you know, she has good grades. She's a A student. She's responsible at home. See, all these things you have to take in consideration. How does she do around the house? How, when you ask her to do certain things, is she responsible around the house? Then on top of that, you want to know who will she be going with as far as adults. Are the adults, are they responsible? Who are they? Do I know these adults? What kind of track record do these adults have? You know, and then, you know, if need be, or, you know, maybe a cousin or something go, they can go. you know, maybe somebody older can go with them, you know, to make the dad a little more comfortable. But I would definitely, as a father, let the child, you know, speak their piece or say whatever they need to say in full, instead of just getting cut short. And then the father, he expresses his concerns and what could possibly happen on this trip. And I'm not there or not close to you to be able to respond immediately. And so that's fearful of a father to his child and to his daughter. So that's my comment. And
Alhamdulillah. Well, you know what? Thank you so much, Mark Ibn Shakur Shaheed. And most of y'all know, recognize that voice. That is my biological son that actually called in and listened in. Thank him for actually listening in to the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab and for pressing one. And I think you made some excellent observations in terms of what was wrong in that communication and all. And so obviously, you know, it's wrong for a parent not to listen. This is something that we teach here on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. Listening is a big part of communication, and oftentimes parents don't think or feel as though that they have to listen to their child. And so you're absolutely right in that communication. I didn't do that, and most certainly I was unyielding, not trying to find a viable solution where it becomes a win-win situation. And all too. So excellent observation. Thank you so much, Ibn, for chiming in and giving the excellent perspective that you have on this. So assalamu alaikum, and ask that you press one and go out. If you should have some more, you can. Yeah, thank you, and press one and go out, Ibn. And if you have any other comments, you can always come back. Manira, any other caller in the queue that would like to chime in? And if not, then we want to get your perspective on skit number one in the wrong way in
yes,
the communication.
We have two callers in the queue. We'll go to 727-906. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Oh, all right. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla calling from St. Petersburg, Florida.
I'm going to get long blasted now.
Yes, you know you didn't give.
I know I got it coming. Come on, Martha Nyla,
yes,
put it on me.
You didn't give the little darling any kind of out, and her tears didn't matter either. But I guess I can identify with that. I had a double blast with mom and dad, but I'll say she obviously was very, very elated to even be on the track team and then to be able to go out. I must say you turned the television off. That was a good thing. The father still didn't listen to her and tried to be sweet about it too, in a very nice tone until the end. And I said, "Go to your room." I said, "I know that's coming. I know that's coming. Go to your room." Yes. So that was that. The process could have been that when she entered and we do get parents' attention, or the child gets our attention as parents, and then we go on and listen. And at the same time, right away, the antennas go up, of course, going out of town, being in a hotel, and like you say, all those things that can happen. But I would have called, I would have asked for the coach's number first. I wouldn't have gone any farther than, give me the coach's number. You know, let me have the number. Let me call the coach and find out all the ins and outs, because you're all elated. I know you're happy and all this, but I need to know, and if there's any way that either one of your parents can go along as a chaperone, that would have been my next step. Praise be to God. And I'll stop right there. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you so much, Sister Martha Nyla. And he was very kind to me also, you know, in playing that role. And I think you made some very, very valuable points, I should say, in terms of actually expressing you know, my concerns as a father and all.
Yeah. over, may I say the naive?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, you went out. Whatever you said, we didn't get that. Repeat that again. You went out.
I was just sharing that. I forgot Naima was Naima. It was just that little girl back in the background. just there. So just like last week, you with the young boy. I mean, you all are playing these parts. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, she did an excellent job playing the little girl, my baby girl. Okay, Manera, thank you so much, Amata Naila, for excellent observation on your part, too. Points well taken.
Yeah.
Who else we have in the queue, Manera?
810-610. Go ahead. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. The priest of Hadi. Muslim Women in Action from Flint, Michigan. Your observation. Yes.
You know, I may have missed some parts of it when it first got started because I came in on the part where you were telling, you know, giving your side of it to your daughter and telling her how it was going to be because you're the parent and you can foresee things that we as the youngsters ain't even thought about.
That's right.
Like my father would have been that very same way. Once I maybe had said to him what I would desire to do or thought I should do or wanted to do, if it wasn't a good idea, he wasn't going to play around with it. He would say, you know, he would tell me, okay, now I know you want to do so-and-so, but look here, these are the possibilities that I see. And so since I'm the father and I'm the mature one here, then my answer to that would be, no, you're not going to be able to participate in that. Now, I don't care whoever else is doing it. I'm not, that's if they mom and they daddy say they can do it, that's on them. But here at my place, no, this is where it's going to go. And so when I come in on that, it just reminded me of my dad, you know, and I love my dad. He's a good dad. And so, hey, you weren't doing that, baby. If he said you weren't doing it, you weren't going to do that. And you might as well go on and get something else to do. If you got some homework or something. You ain't got no homework? Okay, then we'll have some walls and some need washing or some clothes or something. We can find something to do now. Oh, yeah, we can find something to do. You just ain't got nothing to do.
The priest, you got me cracking up. The priest will stop.
Your father, no means no. That's it.
What was that sound in that? Oh, boy. Boy. I tell you, it's rough to be stereotyped like that. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. I mean, some excellent points that you brought out. And this is a caller, a sister, Dapreeza Hadi, Muslim Women in Action there in Flint, Michigan, actually admitting that she had a father that resembled the role I just played here. And
yeah.
If he said no, no meant no, you know, since he's continuously talking about it, because he had the last word, and that's it. We know that's it. You know, go to your room.
And yeah. More fathers like that can save a lot of lives, you know.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dapreeza Hadi, for your commentary and sharing your experience with us and your observation and all and everything. And press, assalamu alaikum, press one and go out. Time permitting, we want to try to get in skit number two and all. You can come back in. Manera, any other callers in the queue? And we want you to, of course, you know, we want to hear your observation, if you would, please, and what could have been better in that communication from your perspective?
Well, there was a lot that could have been better, you know, but we have 15 minutes left in the show. I want to make sure you have time for
if we don't get to the good one, we can always hold it for next week and everything,
okay.
And maybe it might be just
Well, maybe we can get to the to the right way, and then Manera can give her evaluation on both of them.
We'll do that. Okay. So, Naima,
here we are.
Wait a minute now. Let me Let me get back to the setting here.
Yes.
I live in a townhouse, you all. I'm just telling you behind the scenes. And the I got to make sure that we put everything in this as we did in the first time, okay? So,
all right.
This radio, okay, just one moment. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. All right. Dad's watching TV. I come in from school all excited, getting ready to tell him my good news. So here we are.
All the way back.
Yeah, baby, I'm in here. I'm here.
Dad, guess what? Our track team is going downstate. We're in the state finals. We're in the championship. And our relay team, we're going to spend 2 nights in a hotel
outside the state finals?
Our relay team, our 800-meter relay team is in the state championship. And my coach said I got the fastest time in the state in the 200-meter. She said we can win. So we're going to be going to the state championship. We're going to spend 2 nights in a hotel downstate. And, she got scouts coming from colleges. She said, I could get a college scholarship already. She said,
take your time, baby girl. Slow down.
Can you find a permission slip?
Yeah. I'm so elated. You know what? But you know what, sweetie? I am not surprised. I'm really not surprised. You know, you always have been so very, very talented and all. In terms of, I think of you as a scholar athlete. I mean, you're every year, you know, even from the time you started in school, an A student. But I watch you run around, and I just noticed that.
I worked so hard, Dad, and everything.
So you know what? I'm so proud of you and everything, but I'm not surprised. And you know what? You're gonna do well in that state championship. You know, I can't see anything but first place for you and
that's,
the team.
That's my coach said. My coach stood me up in front of everybody. She said, "This girl is gonna get us to the championship." Oh man, Dad, she was reading off my time. And she
well, you know what?
State,
and you know what?
I'm gonna
be there.
Everybody started cheering. Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna be right there with you and all. And you know, your mother. I'm going to encourage her because she's. You know how she loves to work and all and everything. But
you all want
to
go?
We're gonna be there cheering you on. Matter of fact, you know, we're gonna be right there. We're gonna be right there with you. And I know your big brother gonna be proud of you too. We're gonna let him know. And you know what? You know, I got a few extra bucks. You know, I'll pay for him to fly in. And we're gonna be there as a family.
Oh,
so, yes. So we want to be right there, and we're gonna have our cameras out and take you the picture. You come in first place on that anchoring in that 800-meter and that open 200. You know, I know that you're going to be flocked with scouts watching and all, you know. So, I'm just so excited. And, you know.
Daddy, thank you.
I love you. I love you, baby girl. Yes, yes. So,
thank you, Daddy.
Yeah, give me a hug here. Come on. You know, and,
thank you.
You know. I really expect this from you. Always the best from you. Always giving your best, and we're looking for the best results there. So we'll be there supporting you all the way.
This was worth all the hard work, all those hours of working. Oh, it was worth it. Oh, thank you, Daddy. I'm so excited.
It's gonna pay off. It's gonna pay off all of that hard work you've done. You know, I always said that. You know, you're only going to get out what you put in, and you put in an enormous amount of hard work and dedication, and you've always put first things first, and, you know, your mother and I, we're so very proud of you. You always put your academics first.
I promise I'll keep my grades up because the coach said, look, you could get a full ride anywhere in this country.
But these
well,
times,
you're gonna be able to
running,
choose.
Oh, wow.
Think about it, girl. You're gonna be able to choose to go to school wherever you want to go, and you know what? It's gonna be easy on my pocket and your mother's pocket too.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. I love you so much. Thank you.
And I love you, baby girl. Okay. I guess we can cut. All right. You a wonderful job. I almost felt like you were my baby girl. I want to come through this phone and give you a hug, my Emma. All right, you all. You're listening to American Muslim 360, and you're tuned into the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And you just heard the proper way in terms of communication, in terms of parent to child and all, and I had to relinquish that overprotective parent that I was in the wrong way of communication, and showed, you know, my enthusiasm over what was about to happen for my daughter and everything, and giving her hopefully the type of support that every daughter is looking for from her father. So we ask you to press 1 if you'd like to make any comments in terms of this get in terms of communication and all with the few minutes that we have left. And as always, we always looking to hear from our very distinguished and esteemed Sister Manira Habil. Sister Manira, any callers in the queue that want to chime in on this one?
Yes, I'm going to ask the callers that are in the queue to press 1 and go out of the queue, and if you have a comment, I'll bring you back in because those numbers were lit up before. But I would like to comment. It is such a clear illustration of the difference between building and uplifting and tearing down. The first illustration was just the I could just hear the child, just the hopes and dreams just being crushed, you know, and you know, all of the excitement and joy just being drained out of the child, you know.
Yes.
And you all are just so realistic with this. I mean, I'm just feeling.
We're going to have to send you some tranquilizers in the mail, Manira, after last week. So
yeah.
We want to commend you for maintaining your composure.
I'm feeling every ounce of emotion on the other end of the line, and I'm just hearing everything that this child and feeling everything that this child is going through, you know. It's just all the life was just sucked out, all the joy was just sucked out, and dreams just crushed, you know, even though the child still maintained her respect for her father and his decision. But you can just hear the dreams being crushed in the child. The second scenario, so much was built in the child in that scenario. Confidence was boosted. The support was there, where she knew her family would support her, and that came through, and she just felt like a champion, you know.
Yes.
And she was going to go anywhere in the country and go to school. Like, nothing was going to stop her. Especially now that she had the love and support of her family with her, and everybody was on board, and her coach was cheering her on, and her leadership. She felt like she was in a leadership position. She was going to lead the team to a victory. All these things were supported through this conversation, the second scenario with the child. So it's such a clear illustration on the importance of good parenting and the difference it can make in the life of a child and in their disposition of that of a winner, of one who says, I can do this and will do this, to one who's crushed and defeated. So we saw so many things being built in the child in the second scenario as opposed to all the destruction in the first. So great job, great illustration. And the modeling is just so important, you know, that people can see themselves in the modeling that you all presented. So great job.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And you know, Naima, Manira brought up some good points because she actually was making reference to those states of mind that we had 2 weeks ago in terms of your child leaving home. You know, she said you were crushed, and I won't. You know, actually, that was in that communication. You playing my baby girl and everything. I won't be able to. I won't have the opportunity to fulfill my dream. I won't because my father is unyielding. I won't. So it was very probably crushing to you. And then, you know, you're thinking, I can't do this. And now my father is saying he's endorsing me. And, you know, how that makes you feel, you know, especially a daughter, when her father is endorsing her. Oh, Lord, it don't get no better than that.
He can watch you, you know, all that the family's going to be behind you. That's just,
Yeah.
And we have one caller in the queue.
Oh, let's go to the
comment.
Okay.
214-493, go ahead. We only have 4 minutes left in our show. Please be brief.
This is Mark. This is Mark Evans, of course. I hate. And what I wanted to say was a lot of times, if a child feel like that they're going to be met with that, the first skit where the dad was unyielding and wasn't listening, a lot of times it promotes deception, and the kid will, make up a lie essentially to throw the parent off. And then they go and they do whatever it is, and so you don't want your child to feel like that they have to lie to you or feel like that they can't talk to you about anything. So you want to have those that communication lines open and comfortable when a child comes in. So that's my comment.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I think that is important. That you be able to communicate with your parents openly and everything so that you don't have to become deceptive, you know, or lie. And sometimes that happens, especially when you know your parent is unyielding and not a listening parent, more of an authoritarian. Yes. So anybody else in the queue, Manira? Yes.
No, and we're at the 2 minute mark.
The 2 minute mark. Okay. Oh, boy, I tell you, boy, time really flies when you're having fun. So, Naima, we have 2 minutes. I'm going to share one of those minutes with you in terms of any closing remarks that you would like to make. And I want to say to you, I think you did an outstanding job, as always, in terms of role playing here on AM360.
I went through every last one of those emotions. I felt all of
them.
But, you know, like the last caller just said, it's so critical that our children can trust us to listen, because if we are dismissive, then what they do is learn to deceive. They learn, they ain't going to let me go. Oh, they're not going to let me do this. So they just stop telling you, and they just go ahead and do things in secret rather than have your dreams be crushed. So parents really need to listen. Even if your child is proposing something that frightens you, you can't pass your fears on to your children. You have to think of ways you can help them achieve their dreams. Address your fears if you think, okay, well, who's going to chaperone you? Well, look, this father, he's not only is he coming, he's bringing the whole family. So they don't have to worry about who's going to be there. They're all going to be there. So that removes that fear. So this is what we have to do is look at ways we can enable our children to achieve their dreams and always be encouraging and always listen.
Yes. Very well said. Excellent closing remarks. And there's so much more that could be said, but time does not permit us to say any more. And I think that our co-facilitator here actually had excellent closing remarks. And we don't want our children to become deceptive, and we don't want our children to turn into liars only because it is that we deny them opportunities, and the communication have to be, whereas if there are concerns, then we must express them, but we also have to be supporting of them. So remember that in our communications with our children in terms of being supporting parents and all. And we want to thank Sister Naima Latif, as always, for her outstanding insight and wisdom that she shared each and every Thursday here on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And excellent job in terms of role playing, and we thought they would reverse that, and you know, I didn't have very much time to get ready for my role and I thought it was excellent what it is that she scripted for both of us to play in the illustration in terms of showing this week in terms of the parenting being in terms of the father. Last week of the parenting was with the mother. So periodically you can expect to hear more role-playing here on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. I want to say kudos to Naima Latif. And also want to thank Manira Habil, as always, for her excellent engineering and also her excellent input, insight, and commentary here on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. Also want to say that please to tune in to the CWSC Roundtable tomorrow after the first hour of the presentation, address, lecture of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I will have in the first hour Imam Wali Fakan from the Gateway City here, a very distinguished and esteemed author of his new production. The title of that book is called Say, in parentheses, Cool Say. So you don't want to miss that interview tomorrow with him. And we're going to have something very, very special in the second hour, so I'm going to keep it a surprise. But we are, as always, going to be inviting you, our very distinguished and esteemed listeners here on AM 360, to the CWSC Roundtable tomorrow. And we want you to stay tuned for two very distinguished and esteemed hosts of Not Just Talk, with Mahasan Abdul Salam and Brother Michael Hameen. They always have very distinguished and esteemed guests on, and they bring on people that are just not talking. They are actually doing the work in terms of community building, so you don't want to miss Not Just Talk. Stay tuned. And until next time, this salam is for you and yours. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.